Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Morning Reload. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson. Firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. It was a busy weekend, and I am very happy to be back in the Cowboy State Politics studio. On Friday, I went to Casper to attend the Chad Prather event. That guy is hilarious. Hanging out with him in his studio in Dallas is a lot different than watching one of his stage shows. I suppose you could say, in his studio, he's at work, and then when he's out on the road, that's kind of like him in his free time. As he was kind enough to let us record the whole affair down at the Beacon, I'll bring you some of those sound bites on Wednesday's program. Let me rephrase that. I'll see if I can find a couple of sound bites that are acceptable to a public broadcast on the program. After all, we do have standards on this program. Not many of them, but there are a few still there. I spent the rest of the weekend preparing for the launch party for the Independence Network that's going to take place on October 7th. If you want to get tickets to that, you can find them at the website independencenetwork.us. Trust me, it's going to be a fabulous show, and you definitely don't want to miss it. On Saturday's show, I introduced you to a guy named Peter Vedenka. He escaped communist Czechoslovakia during the 1980s. If you missed Weekend Update, you really should go back and listen to what Peter has to say. There are a great many things we're doing as a country that mirror what the communists were doing. It's like I always tell you, there really is nothing new in history. It's just the same mistakes that are repeated over and over. And as far as socialism is concerned, and communism for that matter, when you get down to it, socialism always begins a lot like all of these dumb public-private partnerships that we hear idiot elected officials in Wyoming talking about. We have to give money to this group, and we have to have money for that nonprofit and that nonprofit. It's interesting that we have all of these nonprofits that have a crapload of money, and all of them claim that their books don't show a profit. The truth is, none of these folks have probably ever looked up the word profit in a dictionary. If they did, they'd realize that the enterprise they're engaged in, whatever that may be, is being used to enrich themselves. And the only way that you can do that is if you turn a profit, income above expenses. Let me give you an example that's been in the news recently. The Hub on Smith in Sheridan has been asking the city and the county and every other state and local agency for money. If you listen to them, you'd assume that their coffers are just completely dry. And in order to continue to operate to provide that vital service for the community, they have to have more of your money, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. I bring this up not because my new studio is in Sheridan, but because this was the very first vote that our pal Holly Jennings had to take in her new role as Sheridan County Commissioner. If she had listened to everybody else, the folks that run the Hub on Smith and her new fellow county commissioners, she would have just assumed that this was a vital public service, and if the county didn't say yes to that extra $100,000 of your money, then the Hub would go broke. But the devil, it seems, is always in the details. The board packet that was provided to new Commissioner Jennings did not include the financials for the Hub on Smith, though there was an innocuous reference to them. So, having the inquisitive mind that she does, she requested to see all of the financials for the Hub on Smith. And as it turns out, the total yearly income for the Hub on Smith exceeds $4 million. Let me repeat that for you. $4 million. Now, to give you a little bit of perspective, the budget for the entire city of Buffalo is around $12 million. The police force takes up about a third of that, and there are a lot of law enforcement officers in Buffalo, Wyoming. A couple years ago, I sharpened my pencil on that whole thing, If you include detention officers and the Highway Patrol Department, you come up with a staggering number of law enforcement officers per citizens. In Washington, D.C., there is one law enforcement officer. Now, this includes Secret Service and all of that. For every 108 people that live in Washington, D.C., there's one law enforcement official. In Buffalo, Wyoming, it's 1 to 134. And it's not like there's a giant crime wave happening or anything. But the third of the budget that I was talking about, that's just the City of Buffalo Police Department. And don't get me wrong, they do a fantastic job. I was just trying to give you a little bit of perspective. Back to the Hub on Smith. So total revenue, roughly speaking, is around $4 million. And they're asking the city and the county and every other government agency they can think of for more cash. Keep in mind that the city of Sheridan subsidizes the fuel costs for their transportation outfit. And now that's another thing that you might want to consider. There are two other public transportation endeavors happening in the city of Sheridan right now. Neither of those are subsidized by government. They're private businesses that are forced to compete with the government-subsidized Hub on Smith transportation outfit. Maybe in a later episode, I'll do a deep dive into the Hub on Smith financials. No doubt we'd find a load of other treasures in there. But my point in all of this is exactly the type of socialism that you need to keep your eyeballs peeled for. A public-private partnership. By that, of course, I mean government-subsidized endeavor that uses your tax dollars, brings in an extraordinary amount of money every year, and still asks for more. Obviously, Commissioner Holly Jennings voted no to give them an extra $100,000 of your money. And rightfully so. Now, what about the other four Sheridan County commissioners? During the meeting, they all admitted that there were some financial problems at the Hub on Smith, that there was a lot of money being spent in places that perhaps maybe didn't need to be spent there. But pay no attention to any of that. They voted to go ahead and give them another $100,000, which, by the way, is way more money than the average Wyoming citizen brings in an entire year. But, you know, when you're on the Sheridan County Commission, why not spend other people's money? Oh, I remember, because that's not your job. The Sheridan County Commissioners would do well to follow Commissioner Holly Jennings' example, to be careful stewards of the taxpayer dollar. As it relates to the whole Sheridan County Commission, Nick Siddle and Tom Ringley were on Public Pulse this past week. They had some fascinating things to say about the selection process to fill the vacant seat on the Sheridan County Commission. Here's how the whole mess started.
Now, there was a bit of controversy, to say the least, surrounding the selection process of Holly Jennings as the new county commissioner. Why did the commission decide to defer that decision to the justice?
Okay, hold on a minute. The Sheridan County Commission did not defer to the judge. They violated the law. Wyoming state statute says that the remaining commissioners shall choose a replacement from the three candidates provided by the county party that was in control of that seat before it was vacated. Shall is mandatory. It doesn't say may, which would be optional. It says shall. Here's what Sheridan County Commissioner Tom Ringley had to say. Get a load of this sanctimonious bullcrap.
Well, each commissioner has to make their own decision, right? It's just like any other item that comes before us is fairly controversial or important. You know, the individual commissioners, they get a lot of input from the community, you know, and personally, you know, I had input from the community that kind of led me to believe that I wasn't sure I supported the three candidates, so I chose not to support them, which doesn't mean anything, because I'll tell you what, the fact that I didn't support Commissioner Jennings doesn't mean anything about our working relationship.
First of all, that's not what the statute says. Second, how dare you try to blame your constituents for your own partisan decision to violate state law? All right, here's a little bit more of what they had to say. I'm going to go find some duct tape just in case my head might explode.
We've all greeted her professionally and, you know, willing to work with her. So we're all on board as one body, and I'm hopeful about the future. But anyway, at the time, that was a position I took based on the inputs that I had. And that was pure and simple it.
Really, Tom? Oh, how the story has changed. Here's what your chairwoman, Christy Antoinette Haswell, had to say to now Commissioner Holly Jennings.
We need some decorum in here, please. Yeah. While I appreciate everyone's courage to throw their name in the hat, it does not automatically mean they're qualified.
That soundbite's never going away. If you expect anybody in Sheridan County to forget what it is that you guys did, you are sadly mistaken. Here's one more soundbite. This is Commissioner Nick Siddle. What a rocket scientist this guy is.
Looking at the situation where there were nine people available when the Republican Party looked at them initially, we just thought maybe it deserved a little different look than what we were receiving at the time.
So let me get this straight. You didn't like the three candidates that were provided by the Sheridan County Republican Party because they're all conservatives and you, my friend, most definitely are not. And so you just decided not to follow the law and now you're on the radio trying to explain your really stupid decision. This upcoming Friday, they'll probably be on the radio saying how we need to give more money to the Haban Smith. I don't know why they wouldn't be. It certainly follows the same pattern. In any case, it's a good thing that Judge Darcy Phillips chose Commissioner Holly Jennings to fill that position. At least there's one person on the Sheridan County Commission who's interested in doing her job, unlike the other four. Today's program has been brought to you by the Buffalo Wool Company. A listener writes in, quote, "A friend gave me a pair of Buffalo Wool Company socks to take on a recent climb of Denali, the tallest mountain in North America. Denali is notoriously cold, and I saw temperatures dipping below 40 below zero during my successful climb to the summit. But through it all, my feet were toasty warm in the Buffalo Wool Company socks, which were remarkably comfortable even in the harshest conditions. The rest of his party got frostbite, but he didn't. All thanks to some socks from the Buffalo Wool Company. To get you a pair of these amazing socks, go to the website, thebuffalowoolco.com. If you're climbing Denali, or if you're just going hunting, trust me, you're not going to be disappointed. That's the Buffalo Wool Company. Or, if you've been thinking that maybe you should just work inside and so you should put up a building, the two guys you should talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. That'll do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.